Welcome to Spiritual Healing and Psychotherapy. My name is Mia, or officially Dr. Mary Patricia Quinlivan, and this podcast is all about healing our whole being, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and psychologically. And that requires gentle facing of ourselves with absolute honesty and a resting into and learning to listen to our inner spirit, and also learning to listen to the spirit without, within nature, within the world around us. And as we align more with this truth of what we are, we heal in every aspect, and those around us will benefit, and Mother Earth will benefit too. I've been a doctor for 34 years, and you can look me up on my website. It's livingawarenesswa.com. And I also have a Facebook and Instagram page and YouTube channel, all Living Awareness WA. So today's episode is all about concern for our physical appearance. So when we have fears or worries about how we look, and this is something that I see all the time, probably most commonly in women, but often in men too. And the reason that I'm bringing this one up today is because it's happening for me at the moment. And that's because I'm menopausal. Menopause has fully kicked in. And something that has come about because of that is that the hair on my head is starting to thin out, and that wasn't really expected because, although it is in the men in my family, none of the women, not my mum or my aunties. And of course, that's not something that I really like the idea of, and I found myself feeling quite stressed about it, actually, and I knew I needed to just tune in and go with whatever the feelings were. And when I really sat there with it, you know, it's the same stuff that I see with all of my clients, is that when we're used to something or we're used to appearing a certain way, and I guess we've felt accepted when we appear like that. And so the thought for me of, you know, if it does happen that I continue to lose my hair, which hopefully it won't because I am doing things to try and help it, and I'll talk about that later. But if it does happen, of course, what was coming up for me was I would feel fear. What if I would be rejected, or what if people judged me, or what if no one liked me because, you know, I didn't have enough hair on my head? And also fear of what if I look terrible, which, you know, I'm so used to having lots of hair. Certainly that's a fear for me. And as I sat with those fears and really just let them be, you know, it's okay. I want to let you all know that we are living on this planet and we are living with other beings, and it's okay to have feelings like this. You know, you don't have to judge them or think that if you're a spiritual being you shouldn't have feelings like this, because I'm letting you know I do. So what I felt that I needed to do though is just, well, that is as it is. And the only thing I've known how to do with fear is just to really acknowledge it. So to acknowledge what my fears are and to treat them with absolute compassion, absolute acceptance, and that brings in a softening or a lightening, that then the love that's within, the beingness starts to take over. And what I know is, or what I hope is, that all the beings that truly love me are not going to give a damn what my hair looks like. And hopefully my clients or those that listen to this podcast couldn't care less, actually, what my hair looks like. And in fact, it's much more about, for me now anyway, it's not so much about being loved by others, but more about me loving them. And I know that if I keep my focus on staying present and centered and on loving other beings, that I certainly will be loved and welcomed and I'll be okay. And doesn't really matter that much what I look like. Does that mean that the fears have totally gone away? No, it doesn't. Do I still feel vulnerable about the potential thought of that? Yes, I do. But as I just open into that and accept that, well, whatever will be. And what I know too is that everything that's happening, and even though it's not really in my family, or at least in the women, that rather than get annoyed that this is happening, to know that I've obviously chosen this experience because it's going to teach me something, and it already is teaching me things, which are beautiful, in fact. And also, I may manage with various healing techniques for it not actually to be an issue. So, but all of it, no matter what the outcome, no matter what I learn from various healing techniques or in centering into spirit more, all of it is going to have a wholesome outcome because I wouldn't be experiencing it otherwise. And I want to say, because I see this so commonly, you know, this fear of how we look and fear of judgment and fear of not being good enough and rejected. And you know, I see this fear in all beings, and there really are some beings out there that are dealing with much harder stuff than, you know, whether my hair thins out or not, that are dealing with really significant differentiation from the norm, you could say. So anytime we feel that we're a little different from what's normal, that can get tricky. And some beings are dealing with some really hard stuff, so bless you all. And I hope for you that it's going okay, this ability to be vulnerable and true and to slowly learn. And, you know, equally I see beings that are absolutely beautiful who have equal amounts of fear around, am I enough? Do I look good enough? And bless you all too, because that's hard too, you know. We're still dealing with really challenging emotion. And the most unhelpful thing to do would be to feel judgmental of ourselves for having fear around how we look or fear around being judged. Rather, as I always say, or as I said a minute ago, just to see that fear with absolute compassion. And that softens it. And what slowly happens as we accept whatever fears we have, and then we start to align more with our inner authentic self, and we start to be more true to ourselves in the world, stand up for ourselves, say no, listen to who we want to be, what happens is that we trust more and more and more that we are lovable at all levels, that it's actually got very little to do with how we appear on the surface. And the aging process for many of us will create that vulnerability where we can't so much rely on having that young, fit, healthy body that looks reasonable. And as we age, things may shift. And, you know, it's not so bad that we're forced into just being vulnerable, just opening up, accepting that, trusting that who we are in the world is really lovable, and external appearances are really far less important than we ever thought. If all of you thought about those that you truly love, and then you thought about some shift in your appearance, or would those that you really love be in any way affected by it? And the answer is, I'm sure you could all say, is no. But that doesn't mean that if in this moment you have fears around how you look, the only way we can heal fear is by truly acknowledging it and treating it with absolute love and compassion, and focusing on being authentic to ourselves deep inside, and it will definitely start to heal. And that doesn't mean, of course, that we can't address whatever physical concerns that we may have. And I certainly have done that with my hair. And I went to see a very lovely being called Zaritsa. She's a little bit like Isaira, but Isaira is not actively teaching anymore. So I went to see Zaritsa. She's beautiful. And she talked to me about castor oil and rosemary, using that 3 times a week. And if anyone wants to know the recipe, it's 5 drops of rosemary essential oil in 1 tablespoon of castor oil, and put that on about 3 times a week, and then just wash it off the next morning. And so I've been doing that. And initially I really noticed a big shift in the amount of hair I was losing, and I was feeling okay about it. But gradually over time, you know, things started to shift a bit, and I felt like it wasn't having the same impact. And also in the same moment, we've just sold our house, and we sold it ourselves, which was really good actually. And we're now looking for another house, and we haven't found one yet, but I know that we will. But of course, it's not a stress-free moment. There's a lot of work and busyness and challenge associated with doing that. And I feel too, and Zaritsa did say that, you know, stress can add to these things, you know, contribute to things like that, you know, hair loss or whatever. So I'll talk about the stress first. And I remember thinking at the time, well, why on earth, universe, would I be asked to deal with, you know, this tricky thing to do with my hair, and then be put in a moment that's probably the most stressful moment that, well, not the most stressful, but a fairly stressful moment. And then the answer came fairly quickly, and I thought, yeah, that's because I'm being given the opportunity to learn how to deal with stress in a very definite kind of way. It's like, you know, the stakes are a bit higher. I've got to learn, first of all, if I'm feeling stressed, again, just to acknowledge that and to witness it with absolute compassion, as always, and let that slowly soften it, and let the love that is presence slowly heal that. So never to judge when I'm feeling stressed, but also to force me, if you like, more and more and more into resting in presence and in my heart. It's almost like the universe gives us things, or gives me things, and all of you things actually, that are going to make us wake up, you know. So if I'm being given something that's going to force me more and more to heal my stress and work on being in my heart and work on trusting a situation like with the house that is quite vulnerable, just work on just trusting that, you know, this is how we're all going to get woken up, is by being put in life's challenges and having to center into our heart as much as possible, so that we're not caught in the fear, not judging the fear. You know, we've got to witness it with compassion, but as we sit in our heart, the fear dissipates and the body unwinds, and, you know, the parasympathetic nervous system takes over and everything feels much more calm and peaceful. So I realize I've been given an opportunity to deal with stress much more effectively. And the other thing, you know, when I was noticing that it wasn't starting to work quite as well, I went back to see Zaritsa, and she told me that I'm not trusting the healing abilities of the rosemary plant. And that really sent me on a journey of that I had not been on before. And in fact, it's quite beautiful. And so what I was doing was tuning into the rosemary plant, just like I always have with trees. And, you know, I was feeling that same deep presence, because that same life essence is in all of us. And what's more, I feel the rosemary plant, that there's love available. It wants to help. And it's a far more wholesome kind of healing, because when you've got another living essence that's not been filtered down or made in labs or concentrated a million times over, you know, when I'm dealing with something that is another living being, then what it can offer me is filled with that same presence, life force, love, that is in everyone and everything, and Mother Earth and all the plants and trees. And so it feels much more, if you like, wholesome and more able to heal me as a whole system rather than, you know, a focused point. Now, I'm not saying that modern medicine, you know, doesn't have some wonderful things to offer. It does, you know. It's just that it's kind of gone missing as we've focused on very concentrated or chemically synthesized treatments, that it's kind of gone missing that there's healing available in the living world around us. And it also made me realize that when you think about Indigenous beings from whatever country, from Australia, the Americas, they were using plant medicine, but they were actually connecting to the plants in ways that we don't. They were connecting to the whole spirit, to the essence of the plant. There was a lot of gratitude. There was a lot of trust in what the plant could offer. And that's why those plant medicines were working so well for those Indigenous beings, because it was part of a whole system of trust and deep connectedness, knowing that in truth we are all one essence. So that's been another beautiful learning for me. And have I got it completely right so far? No, but I'm working on it. And the other very funny thing that Tsiritsa said to me when I went the second time, she said, "Well, the Pleiadians don't have hair." And I thought to myself, oh, I have had connections with the Pleiadians. Pleiadians are extraterrestrial beings. They are, let's say, more spiritually advanced and awakened than most of us on this planet. And I have felt their love on many occasions in my past. And I've certainly felt their love when I was there with Tsiritsa. And so I guess, you know, I thought, well, even though I'm not quite ready for that yet, it's nice to know. And the other beautiful thing she said was the reason they don't have hair is because they can't be bothered with it. And that's because really they're so immersed in love and loving and healing that physical appearance comes far further down on the ladder of priorities. So I guess it's nice to know for all of us that as we center in more to our hearts, that these things become quite naturally less important. And just to get back to modern medicine for a minute, I do know there are treatments available, hormonal treatments and other treatments that I could use if I wanted to, but right now that doesn't feel aligned with what or who I am. And I'm not saying I wouldn't resort to that down the track, who knows, but right now it's not where I'm aligned, and I'd rather just learn all the other beautiful lessons that I can learn about healing my stress, being in my heart more, trusting the essence of the rosemary plant, and just accepting my fears and being vulnerable and letting all that be. I'm sure there's a lot for me to learn, a lot for me to soften into in that regard. And also, actually, I know there's another element to all of this, and that is worthiness. And the more I sink into spirit, you know, the more my life is just flowing beautifully. Like I told you, we sold the house and we did it ourselves, and I could not have put that in any more perfect way. It just flowed so smoothly, and I know I was being helped. And you know, I think one of the things to do with even, say, healing my hair or just my life flowing so much more beautifully is that this centering into love and the healing that it can provide, there's still an element of unworthiness in me, you know, a sense of, do I deserve that? You know, and I can see that in the way that I perhaps limit the healing and the love that's available to me. Because I'm sure if I was fully immersed, fully trusting, and felt fully worthy, that actually there wouldn't be an issue at all. So worthiness is definitely part of the journey. But again, the only thing I can do with knowing that I don't feel entirely worthy yet And knowing that it's something that I'm building is just see it, acknowledge it, hold it with compassion. The same thing, you know, just Isaira often uses the word curiosity, which means we're just observing it, but not from judgment, just from kindness and interest, really. So that's what I got to do with any level of unworthiness that is still in me. And while we're talking about physical appearance, I thought I'd bring up what I'm sure all of you know about the modern world, and that is that there's so much available, particularly for young women, but men as well, to so-called improve their physical appearance, you know, injections and lifts and plastic surgery and Botox and blah, blah, blah. And in no way would I ever feel any sense of judgment around that if beings I was seeing were doing that. And I know, you know, in some cases I know it seems to be quite the norm, some of this stuff, because it only comes from that same stuff that I've still got, that I've been talking to you about, that fear of not being enough, fear of not looking good enough, fear of rejection, you know. So all we can do with fear, like I always say, is hold it with kindness. But I would want to say to you that if you notice that your life is consumed by trying to fix the surface level, you know, by whatever it is, having injections, plastic surgery, whatever, not to judge that, but just to notice it and to notice, is that healing or is that getting worse? Because ultimately, all of us need to very gently and very compassionately work on accepting ourselves as we are. And that means kind of diving internally and being the person that we need to be in the world in terms of standing up for ourselves, being authentic, being loving, being firm if we need to be. And that doesn't mean, and sometimes, you know, this planet is harsh. You know, sometimes if we need to get something fixed because it looks particularly abnormal, or even if we're really consumed with fear about something and we want to get fixed, go for it. Of course, you know, make yourself feel better. It's more that if this is becoming a regular pattern and it's worsening and it's not healing that sense of fear of not being enough, then it might be time to just really gently look at that and say, is it worth starting to trust that I'm lovable? Because you really are. One of my sons had to have jaw surgery, and it was necessary for dental reasons. The dentist and the orthodontist and the orthodontic surgeon all said it had to be done. But the outcome of getting the teeth fixed and the jaws aligned a bit better was that he feels like he looks better too, and I was really pleased for that for him, and he was really pleased for that too. So, you know, it's not that we can't get things sorted, and never is there judgment, but even, you know, if it's just that we're really harsh on ourselves with our diet or our exercise or whatever it is, you know, as a very gentle thing to work on, just having a little bit more of that kindness, a little bit more letting yourself be, knowing that being imperfect is perfectly okay. And I guess that's part of it, you know, just embracing surface level imperfection and being true to the essence of what we are, which is always imperfect and always lovable. Whenever I'm doing something new these days, or in something that I find a little bit anxiety provoking, I always say to myself, I'm going to do this imperfectly, and that will still be perfect. And I want to come back to this love that's available to all of us, that we are, you know, Mother Earth is like this beautiful big ball of consciousness or divine love in reality. And she's with us every single moment, and spirit guides and angels and our higher self, our essence. So I want to say that the more we're prepared to just see our fear, just acknowledge them, and if we have fear around how we look, just completely acknowledge it, accept it. And also if we know we have patterns arising from that fear around, you know, our diets or our exercise or what we do to make ourselves look better or whatever it is, not to judge any of that, but as soon as we start to see it and acknowledge it, and just have that preparedness to be a little bit vulnerable, you know, to soften it slightly. And we can always ask for help, you know, from those beings that are around us, Mother Earth beneath us, to help us trust that everything will be okay, that we are lovable as we are, that the real value is within and also without. There's nothing wrong with what's on the outside, but always the true essence, the divine love that we are, it's within. This is just a vehicle that is being used, if you like. So for myself, there will be really beautiful learning in this, and I am already being made to sink into the love within, the love that Mother Earth is, the love that I am, more regularly, so that it unwinds the body. And there is a deepening trust and a deepening understanding of the love that's available to me from the plant world, you know, and other beings as well. And I know that beings like Tsiritsa completely trust that there can be healing, that I don't have to have any issues around my hair if I'm fully aligned, you know. But whether that will work for me, who knows? But I know that it's possible. It's opening my eyes, I guess you could say, to, yeah, the love and healing that's available to me and the worthiness that I'm yet to work on. And also just making me accept my feelings and letting me be that vulnerable being that is still scared about what others think of her, letting me be that too. It's all okay. And I just want to bring up, I've said that I'm in a process of, we've sold our house and we've now got a period of time to try and find ourselves another house. And I am feeling quite trusting at this stage that that will all go okay. And I want to let you know, it's not just us that chooses the place we want to live. It's Mother Earth that chooses who she wants there as well. So wherever you're living is because you're meant to be there, and that's where Mother Earth wants you. And Tsiritsa has told me too that there's beings, angel-like beings, devas, that are allotted, if you like, to each piece of land and there to care for it and look after it. And so we also have the benefit of the diva or divas that are associated with the land that we're on, and the ancestors and the trees and the creatures and Mother Earth as well. But in this process of moving house at some stage, there may be a period of time, just because I need to check with the council about seeing clients from home. So I will be seeing people from home still, and it shouldn't be too far away from where I've been. But I may need to do online appointments for a little while, just in that transition process. So I would really appreciate you all just accepting that, because of course I do still need an income. So yeah, I'm just letting you know that it may happen, that I may need to do appointments online for a little while. It may not, but we'll wait and see. I think that's enough for today. Thank you for being with me. It's been an absolute pleasure to share with you. And as always, I'd love you to share this podcast with friends or family or anyone you think may be interested. And don't forget to check me out on livingawarenesswa.com and all my other pages, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Living Awareness WA. And I highly recommend Isaira, and her website is isaira.com. Much love to you all.